Once again, the families and children.
UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon called for an immediate end of all violence in Gaza. The plea was made in a joint press conference with Nabil Al-Arabi, Secretary General of the Arab League, who described the violence as senseless and that it's resulting in the loss of innocent lives.
I'm here to appeal personally for an end to the violence and to offer my help in ongoing efforts to achieve a ceasefire. I'm also here to express my heartfelt sympathy and condolences to many civilians caught up in the conflict.
Ki-moon had arrived in Cairo on Monday in his first stop as part of a regional tour aimed at backing up Egyptian efforts to reach a ceasefire between Palestinians and Israelis. In essence, Nabil Al-Arabi, the Arab League Secretary General, urged the Israelis to stop their war on Gaza as he asserted that such attacks will put the whole region at risk.
The war and the Israeli occupation must come to an end. In light of what's happening, we must revise and reconsider all the Arab initiatives for the so-called peace process.
Indirect negotiations are taking place in Cairo between senior Hamas leader Khaled Mishal and an Israeli envoy. The details of the negotiations remains to be unknown, but it's believed that a ground operation has been halted by Israel to give way to more talk. Hillary Clinton, U.S. Secretary of State, has been dispatched by the American president and will be arriving in Tel Aviv first before she visits other regional powers, also with the aim of discussing and ending the current escalation in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes on civilians continued for its seventh day, killing over 100 individuals, including a large number of women and children. Officials have called for an immediate ceasefire, as they have also warned against any ground incursions into the besieged Gaza Strip. But will these calls stop the Israeli aggression against the people of Gaza or not, remains to be seen. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.